you understand that the elect are gathered together only one way, and that is through the preaching of the gospel. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Faith comes by hearing the message concerning Jesus Christ. Nobody's ever going to be saved apart from the gospel, apart from the truth of Christ. That's why we're told to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Furthermore, the decree of God and just who the elect are is unknown to us. Somebody criticized Spurgeon one time and said, oh, if you believe that, why don't you just preach to the elect? And he said, well, if you'll pull up their shirt tails so I can see if they have an E stamped on their back, maybe I will. Facetious, of course. Since we don't know who they are, but we do know that no one will be saved apart from the preaching of the gospel, we understand then that we, in the faithful proclamation of the gospel, are the means by which God sovereignly saves those whom he has sovereignly chosen.
Based on what you're saying there, I would think that you might say your convictions about the biblical doctrine of election actually make you a more determined evangelist rather than being negligent about it.
Yeah, and you know what they do, Phil? They make me determined to preach the clear gospel. If I believed that I could get people saved and that people basically produce their own salvation by their own will, then I would be on Charles Finney's side of the fence, and I'd be saying anything that manipulates the will, any way we can manipulate the will, we got to manipulate the will. So we come up with an anxious bench, we come up with a mourner's bench, we hammer people's emotions, we sing 54 verses of the invitation hymn, we play the mood music, we do whatever we need to do to get them to move their will. What happens then is truth becomes minimized and manipulation becomes maximized. And now we're looking at style, we're looking at technique. It's still with us. I mean, that's defining evangelicalism today. It's creating, I've heard people say in the big crusades, well, I've been in sessions where people have said, now, if you really want to get people saved, you've got to prime the pump. Well, how do you prime the pump? Well, you put all the counselors up in the audience. You put all the counselors' wives up in the audience, in the mass of humanity, and you put the people who are ushers and whoever else, and as soon as the invitation's given, all you people on cue, you start coming to the front. You start pouring down, and the evangelist says, look at them, they're all coming, and people will get caught up in the flow because the pump is primed. That is a staple, has been a staple in mass evangelism for years. What does that have to do with the work of God? It has absolutely nothing to do with it. But if you think that you can manipulate the